Okay, 4:30, time to call to order the Normal Park Recreation Committee meeting. Can I get a roll call, please?
Roll call's been taken. Let the record show, all members are present.
Thank you. This is the moment for public comments. If there's any members on the line or in the audience that wishes to address the committee about any item not on the agenda, this is your opportunity. Do we have any members in the public?
No one on the line.
And there's a look of everyone in the public, so we'll close public comments and move to draft meetings. Draft minutes approval. A motion, please?
Yep, I'll motion to approve draft minutes.
I'll second that. Motion carries. We'll move forward to E1, landscape projects. Phil.
Good afternoon. So a couple of weeks ago at the special Parks and Rec meeting, I presented kind of just a general list of current and future projects we're going to tackle or try to attempt to tackle this upcoming year. And tonight I'll just dive into a few kind of in-process projects. So if you remember for the Clipper project, we're phasing in some of these concepts. Based on some of the construction concerns and things, we're kind of combining phase one and two, which is dryscaping, planting, and adding the attached widened path as we move along. The landscape panels have now been delivered, so the plan is to set those for the entire length and then circle back to continue the path and the dry skate. Now, we'll need several weeks of dry and somewhat calm weather to set the panels. They're fairly heavy and takes a bit of setup.
How are they going to be installed?
So they are inserted 2 feet deep on an 18-inch footing.
And your team will be doing that, or?
Could you let them know how close to the wall it's going to be? They're not up against the wall.
Yeah, so
they're
we've kept them away from the wall just to be cognizant of the fact that the wall might fail at some point and there'll be some repair needed, not on our dime, but wouldn't affect the panels or any of the vegetation as much.
And so do the panels go all the way to the ground, or is it like a foot raise?
So they go 2 feet to the ground, and there's their 2 foot section, and then there's different sizes. There's a 4x8. 4x12.
So I imagine at some point, once they get installed, they will be a trash, debris collector. So it might be
behind
it. Correct. Yeah. So this is something
we'll
have to deal with. But as long as your team,
Okay. So some of the images you can see on your sheet there, kind of in process images, dryscape material, the boulder seeding. You can see some of the panels on the bottom there. And on the bottom right is the bollard lighting that I intend to use. Extremely durable, near vandal resistant. And the technology is such that the lights can be timed where it's brightest during maybe the 5 to 8 p.m. period when people are using it more, and then it dims down so it doesn't affect some of the residences around. But these are just some before and after photos of kind of certain areas showing kind of the dryscape and the pathway.
So going to the widened DG walk, so I know we discussed that. And
yep.
I guess when I saw the beginning stages of it, I'm just kind of, what is your vision? I mean, how do you anticipate the citizens to utilize that or not utilize that? What's your thought
process? Go one more slide. Back. You can't quite see it because it's a little bit small, but the anticipation is that when you're passing one another on a sidewalk, you can step aside, whether you have a dog or a stroller or what have you, so there's not any...
Okay, so it's just a little exit area for people.
Little exit area in that second picture up top. It's a little smaller, but it kind of already happened, so to speak.
Yeah, the only thing I noticed, and I don't know if this is an issue or not, again, I'm just throwing stuff out here. Because there's slope on either side of the walkway, now you have a sloped exit ramp, you know? So if someone steps off, potentially, they're stepping off onto a sloped downward.
Yeah, it's about a 5% on that one. There's probably only 3 or 4 areas along the whole path that maybe are like that.
Again, I just, something I just wanted to, you're also thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you plan on putting anything in those areas, or that's strictly just for step off areas?
So further down the way there, there's a couple of areas where there's boulder seating.
Okay.
So, and then that's where there'll be bollard lighting.
And the bollard lighting would be installed on the decompressed areas, or?
On the what?
On the widened areas? Where's the lighting going to go?
Yeah, mostly towards where the boulder seating is, where some of the panels are, where kind of those areas are that you can sit down.
Do they have a recommendation how much lighting we need for that length of a pathway?
They do, and it depends on obviously the height of the light and the width.
So how many did we order for that?
I don't know the exact amount. I know the dollar amount.
But is it going to be every 3 feet there's going to be a light?
Oh, no. We're probably looking at every 30 to 50 feet.
And is that...
There might be some taller lighting. Mm-hmm. I haven't quite worked it out yet with the vendor.
Well, yeah, before you go too far down, I mean, please make sure that we figure this out, that we have enough lighting that makes sense and we're not leaving spots. And
yeah.
And it accomplishes what we're trying to accomplish.
The material that's in the widened areas, is that pea gravel or that rock?
It's decomposed granite, which is compacted.
Yeah.
So it's really close to, it's not concrete, but.
Okay. I mean, I don't want to jump ahead because also, is that the same type of lighting we're looking at as far as the county wants to do on the pathway to Safeway?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And do they have a formula as well that's every so many feet? Or?
So on that particular pathway, we can go a lot higher because there's no residences around, which casts the light. So we're probably only looking like 30, that whole stretch.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah. A lot to think about.
So Director Callahan, when we were first looking at this, we looked into many different ways of how to make that pathway wider. Mm-hmm. We looked at pulling it out. It was just too expensive. So we came up with these kind of models of using that DG, which is, it solidifies a little bit. You do have to replace it maybe every 3 to 5 years or so.
Years,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But
More durable than they.
The
I don't know what word you guys use in California. We call it bark.
Oh,
but.
Yeah. No.
More walkable for sure. It's meant for walking paths.
Okay.
Yeah, well, originally we started this project, we were talking about ripping the whole pathway out and widening it. The numbers that were thrown out were just astronomical, twice the cost of what we've allocated. Mm-hmm. So,
I remember some of this from the grant mm-hmm. discussion, mm-hmm. and I think that a lot of this planning came from things that came out of that. Right?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Excellent. Move on over there. Okay, so. Moving on, more Clipper questions?
Yeah. Actually, we should go back one slide
before
we go. Just as a reminder, so on the top right slide there, we use, the very sand-like looking, I'm not using the right terminology, but mm-hmm. use the same similar materials on the boulevard at the islands.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I love it, looks great. The only thing is, just as a reminder, stuff needs to be raked because after a while, it kind of looks.
People walk through it, dogs mm-hmm. walk through
yeah.
it. Yep, that's a maintenance, easy maintenance thing. We have a long 8-foot broom that we drag over it and smooth it out.
And then just to get the material so that I can visualize it, in the top right picture, the neutral color, is that the crushed?
The neutral color is called California Gold Rock.
Okay.
Which is not really walkable.
Yeah, right. That's the stuff I saw. So that's what I was thinking was going in those others. That's why I have my question.
Oh, no. Oh.
So now I can
right,
see the
go.
Crushed granite, which makes total sense now.
Yeah.
On that. Okay.
And the reason that there is bark there is I know people walk their dogs.
They do.
Let them go and things.
The problem with the bark, obviously, is longevity, right? Because
right.
you guys worked so hard down the boulevard, and it's kind of aging a little bit already. So,
I will share with you, as a previous dog owner, don't longer have any, when they go in the bark and you try to pick it up, you're getting more material than you really want it. That's going to accommodate that little bag. So, there's things sticking to it. So, anyway, something in the back of your head.
So how is the trade-off in maintenance between grass and the bark? So obviously, the bark you're having to maintain, you're having to pick through and replace often versus
every 2 or 3 years,
the landscaping of grass.
Right. So
I'm sure you did that.
That little calculation, yeah. So there was grass on just the corners of the boulevard, of Clipper. So the trade-off of mowing that every week versus occasionally doing the bark is probably a cost savings of what we're doing here.
Okay.
Plus the overall approach, trying to go more dry scape.
Yes, 100%.
No water.
Yeah, we know water is always going to be a problem, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. That helps. I just like to understand the decision. So
yeah. Absolutely.
Cool.
All right. So we'll move on to Ravenswood. This is the fence repair, and it's not as easy, and it's not quite a trivial task, right? So each post that's deteriorated needs to be cut out. We saw cut in the concrete, and it's about a 2 foot footing that needs to be removed, and then it needs to be reset at 2 feet, and then with a finished concrete look to it. So the core members that are actually doing this, they've done a really nice job. They whipped through my supply of posts, and I'm getting another supply of posts here in the next week or two, so we'll be able to at least finish that project off and then move on to the wetland areas.
You know, again, I'm not an expert in those things. It seems to me the biggest issue is water spraying on the concrete, and once the water gets in, it penetrates, any porous areas.
It's possible we can look into some type of sealant at some point.
Or just ensuring that there's no water spraying on the... Which might be a little harder
with
here.
The wind and the...
But certainly on the wetlands area up along Newport there.
Yeah.
I don't know. To me, there's no reason to have anything being watered whatsoever. Yeah.
As we move to more drip irrigation, that really eliminates a lot of that overspray.
All right. But you can see, especially over there where the water's just hitting it hard, those posts are just disintegrated. They look beautiful when they're nice.
Let me ask this question. How long have those posts been there? Since 2000?
When the whole development went in, that's the first thing they put in.
Do we remember when it did it go in? Was it 2000?
I think 2002, 3 or 4 maybe.
Yeah, so almost 20 years that they somewhat lasted. So, I mean, I think you have to inspect them probably on an annual basis and then...
20 years? That's about
not
right.
Too bad?
Right,
okay.
Yeah, I guess it comes another maintenance item and... You could justify that assessment a little bit more.
All right, next slide. Okay, so at the corner of Regatta and Bixler, the county's authorized a new neighborhood sign.
Yep.
I don't know why the town logo didn't come through there, but in the white circles, the Town of Discovery Bay logo. So after this is installed, they'll also earmark $11,000 to do some landscape enhancements for that corner entrance and then the entrance from Highway 4. And what's not on in the packet there is that the last kind of in the moment project is the Prop 68 Cornell grant project. The RFP is finished, looking to have that out to bid very soon with an anticipated opening March 21st for the basketball court resurfacing and new hoops and structures.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to that.
Yep. Questions?
About other things or?
Anything.
And I apologize. I know we talked about briefly at the last meeting. The top lot, what we end up deciding as far as?
You were looking at the shade structure.
Yeah.
I haven't reached out to the core about that shade structure at this moment, but I can do that for the coming week.
I mean, if it's no cost or very low cost,
exactly.
You know, why not?
Yeah.
I would think that would finish that area off very nicely.
It would.
It'd just be nice if we keep the dogs out of there, though. A lot of people like to walk their dog and they talk out there. Michael?
I'm good on for now.
Um, So can we share stuff? Is that going to be Monica?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then I'm just right now.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Bill. All right, then we'll move, unless there's any public comments, we'll move on to E2.
Okay, recreation update. I wanted to let you know, everybody, but took your advice, posted Indeed for free.
Nice.
It went live yesterday, I think. It was a little bit of back and forth, but we're there. So
good,
we'll
good.
See how
Have
that
you
works
seen
out.
Any responses?
No.
Okay. That's the key, right?
Not yet. But we are making progress. I had another interview this week. I think if we do that, we're up to 8 guards. So I'm shooting for 12. So we still have a little bit of time to go. So that's good. Wanted to let you know that beginning Monday, March 13th, the park here will begin staying open until 7:30 because we will change the clocks. So. March 13th will be a open until 7:30 time.
Sorry to interrupt. How do we communicate that?
We put it on Facebook,
okay.
Instagram. We post, our hours are always posted on the gate there. So when people
come
when in,
they but when they change that, you guys make a post that
oh,
says,
yeah,
okay,
every time.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
I know that's more communications needs to run with that, but I just
oh,
wanted to,
sure.
Yeah, I was
yeah,
just curious.
No, there are signs up there all
yeah.
the time with the hours, yeah. Then I wanted to give you an update on the wall ball out here that's completely falling apart. We had gone a couple of ways with that, but did a little thinking outside the box, and I reached out to the Scouts of America, because they use our room here. It's been a long-standing agreement, and then they do an in-kind project for the use of the room. So I reached out to them to see if they thought this could be in their wheelhouse, and they loved the idea. But then the troop leader let me know that he's got a young man trying to earn his Eagle Scout. And so we've been communicating, and so I'm setting up a meeting that Dina, Alan, and myself are going to meet with their team and talk about them doing that. So we will, of course, purchase the materials, which we planned on doing anyway. But we can put up a sign who did it, and so we're excited to get that going. It will be a process. I guess it's a process for Eagle Scout. I just learned this in a conversation I had with one of the dads this morning. Is the young man trying to earn this has to present it to us, and he has to then take it before his committee. So it's not going to happen overnight, but I think it's going to be a great outreach, great thing for them and us. So we're working on that.
Have the tennis folks been asking for that to be repaired? Is that who uses it?
I've got kids with soccer balls that use it. Lots of tennis people that gets used every day, and the pickleball people have actually also asked because they can use it for what they do.
The answer is yes.
When we start scoping that, it would be great to see what enhancements are. I know there's not a lot to a wall, but if there's any like cool advancements that might be able to be incorporated in it to kind of give it a little more uplift as well.
As far as like color, or you mean functionality?
Like functionality, like I know that the wall ball tech probably hasn't progressed very far, but
well,
maybe they have something that's
a selfie station, maybe.
Why not, right? The logo, yeah, whatever.
No.
But just like look at it as an opportunity to maybe.
Well, the pickleball people have actually asked that if we're going to paint lines on the ground, so that it can be like a true multi-use. With the lines because the courts are different sizes.
Yeah.
So that kind of thing is
just something to keep in mind. Like I said, it's a wall.
I will Google wall.
I've seen it multiple ways. I've seen it wood, I've seen it with cement.
Yeah.
The cement is gonna be really expensive because it's quite thick, and it's really tall. Those are the two ways I've actually seen it in different locations, but there might be.
The posts, shockingly, are actually in very good condition. The two main that are, anchored into the, right, sorry. So we're in the beginning talks, but they're very excited. Mm-hmm. We're very excited, so we're going to move forward with seeing where this leads us. What else can I tell you? The project out here, I had mentioned that the underground chaos that we found. So I don't think we're going to go with the original plan. Probably not a great idea with all of that to put concrete down. So I've come up with a new design. So working on that, that'll be coming before everybody as soon as I get that completed. And any questions on recreation before I go to lighting update? Classes are still going, everything is good as far as that goes. I mean, not much has changed for that in 2 weeks, but any questions? No? Okay, so lighting in the front. So I've reached out to 5 different companies. One doesn't do prevailing wage work, two of them actually. One never called me back. So the last two that I spoke with actually both said the same thing to me once I showed them what we're dealing with here, and they went, wow, that's a lot. So they're both getting back to me with what their fee would be to do some troubleshooting for us. They cannot come in and just tell me how much it's going to be. They need to do some investigating and digging on all the madness we have going on everywhere on this crazy property we have. So I'm waiting on them. I've met with both of these companies this week and waiting for their pricing.
Okay.
And that is all of that. Any questions?
Smoke burn
in there.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm next, so I'll just stand here.
Okay, any public comments?
No one on the line.
Okay. Then moving forward.
F1. Okay, so I got before you a staff report to discuss discussion regarding the Parks and Recreation Public Event Calendar for 2023. So basically, this is something we do this time every year. I'll bring before the board different groups that we work with around town that use our facilities and put together a calendar. Now, not all of these, in fact, most of them haven't come to me yet requesting this. However, they do every year. So with anticipation, we'd like to bring it before you now so that we can just plan for the whole year and not come back to the board every time an event comes up. So the list is before you of what I've kind of anticipated happening with the groups again every year. So what we're looking and to let you know now is staff recommends bringing the public event calendar for 2023 to the board of directors for approval. But always want to come to this committee first to see if you have any questions about it, comments.
I think it's a great list. I mean, for an organization of our size, you know, we do a lot of events there.
Yeah, and I don't typically come up and read my staff report verbatim, but I do think it's important, you know, the middle section of the report is that, and without sounding like a broken record, COVID-19 really hit, not just here, I mean, every, not just recreation, we know every trade, every everything. And so to completely rebuild a program with staff and contractors and all of it has, and like Director Gutto said, with how small we are in our staff, I'm really, really quite proud of what we've done and continuing to improve on.
Is the Friday night unwind, that's new for us, isn't it?
It is. I would like to do that. I'm working with legal to see if we can legally do that. If that's why I think I put pending approval from legal. thought we could try something different and fun for adults to come in.
You just kind of vision they come here and hang out and they can bring their own.
We'll play a movie. And they can bring, you know, nothing crazy. It's not a big party, but, you know, we want to make sure we're following rules. If legal comes back and says, can't do the alcohol thing, the wine, beer or wine, then perhaps we'll try and still do a movie-ish type thing and just eliminate that part. But again, trying to add new things.
Well, the movies seem to be pretty popular in the past.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we this year we want to do two of the Flip and Floats, where we only did, last year was the first time we did it, and it was a huge success. Dina and I came down, and it was a lot of fun. So we want to shoot for two of those this year. Not bite off more than we can chew, never knowing how much staff we're going to have here, but let's keep growing it every year if we find that we've gotten something that works. Any questions?
I mean, I like the idea of the unwind night.
I do too.
But part of me always kind of go questions, and it just adds another element.
For sure. That's what we need to think about it. But again, we want to bring it to you in case we can.
Sure.
We want to see how the committee and the board feels about that.
I'll hear from legal and see what their opinion is.
And that's the final word.
Next list.
Okay, so next one is the discussion for the program activity and event fee waiver. So the general manager has the discretion to waive certain fees. It's in our policy. And again, these are groups that we've worked with every year. There's nothing new here. So I'm bringing before the committee to get staff recommendation to bring this to the next board of directors meeting. But same thing, working with the Scouts of America to have their meetings here, the annual Lions Club Easter egg hunt. Again, haven't reached out yet, but they always do, so we anticipate for that. Summer jam, and the holiday parade. So we've actually scaled down quite a bit. You know, that number used to be in the $7,000 range. And we're down quite a bit. So that's also, you know, building revenue and better for the budget here. So with the list before you, staff recommends bringing the program activity and event fee waivers to the board of directors for approval. And certainly if you have any questions, please let me know.
Mike, any questions?
Were there, I know this is a dicey question, were there any waiver requests that did not get approved?
No.
Okay.
None.
All right.
I like the list. I think these are all good of the for the committee, so they make sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only one, you know, that's that. Well, I think they're all good, so okay. Not a problem there.
Okay.
So, right. Any public comments?
No one on the line.
Yeah. All right, well. Any future agenda items that you want to include, Mr. Kelvin?
Not at this point, no.
All right, well then, 4:58. Meeting adjourned. Thank you.